Okay, this is it. One, two, three.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
I'm going insane!
To lose and to pretend she's overboard, myself assured. I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 hello. With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Always been and always will until the end. Hello, 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 hello. With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Here we are now, entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious. What it takes, and yet I guess it makes me smile. I found it hard, it's hard to find. Oh, well, whatever, never mind. Hello, 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 hello. The empty hand of innocence transfusing street of the sorrow. Children of the wood, hounded, shredding all veils, unwinding all sheets of the dead world, droning, overturning tables, laden with silver sacrificial birds, beating goatskin drums, advancing with hands outstretched. When we keep filling them with mercury, nitrate, asbestos, baby bombs blasting blue, scavengers picking through the ashes, children of the mills, children of the junkyards, sleepy, illiterate, fuzzy little rats, haunted feet, sniffing stoned out of their shaved heads, forgotten, foraging, mystical children, foul mouth, glassy-eyed, hallucinating.
Patti Smith says it smells like Team Spirit. She's in the know. Welcome to Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. I am Mike Gold. I am your host. I hate to boast, but I have the most from coast to coast. Those others, they're simply toast. Get your music from a professional disc jockey. Tonight, we've got 2 hours of shit-kicking rockin' blues. So much so that I'm going to shut up right now and go to the yeah-yeah-yeahs right here on GetThePointRadio.com, America's no. Everybody, true pop culture channel.
Feathered, they are saying, forget the night, live with us in surface of Azure. Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stone, immaculate. Now listen to this, I'll tell you about the heartache. I'll tell you about the heartache and the loss of God. I'll tell you about the hopeless night, the meager food for soul forgot. I'll tell you about the maiden. Thank you.
We'll be right back. do what they told you.
Now you 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 do what they told you. Now you do what they told you. Now you do what they told you.
Hold office
are the same that burn crosses.
Some of those that hold office
are the same that burn crosses.
Some of those up in Congress
are the same that burn crosses.
Some of those up in Congress
are the same that burn crosses.
Now you do what they told you.
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 Now you're under control.
Now you do what they told you.
Now you're under control.
Now you do what they told you.
Now you're under control.
Now you do what they told you.
Now you're under control.
Now you do what they told you.
Now you're under control.
Now you do what they told you.
Now you're under control.
Now you do what they told you.
Now you're under control.
In the name, fill in the blank. That was the Prophets of Rage, which just happens to be a bunch of guys from Rage Against the Machine, you know, like Tom Morello and Public Enemy and Cypress Hill, and they're a little pissed, and they're not alone. Before Leslie Gore, It's My Party, It Ain't Al's. Before Frank Zappa, The Kansas City Shuffle, what a straight name for a Frank Zappa recording. For that, a not straight name, Mathilda Plum Duchette Zappa Wowie Zowie, tune from, I think it's her grandfather's first album. Two-record set. You know what type of balls you had to have to release a two-record set as your first album back in the mid-60s? That just didn't happen. Before Mathilda. Yeah, that was The Doors, The Wasp, and since we're in the insect kingdom, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs opened the set with Mosquito. Yeah, Tom Petty's gonna break our hearts, but first...
Mike, go!
Why must I be a teenager in jail?
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, baby.
Oh.
Hamilton. I'm too lazy to crow for days. Way. The dogs begin to bark, and the hounds begin to howl.
Begin to I saw another mule is kicking in your stall. When your baby stays out all night, and when she comes home, she wanna fuss and fight. Well, man, that's so. Another mule is kicking in your stall. Lord have mercy. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, boys. I want you to take it from me, old Uncle Elvin. I'm an old experienced man about these women. If you don't watch them, you end up with a mule kicking in your stall. In simple ways, you can figure out whether you've got one or not. I'll tell you how it is. Look here. The first sign, come home early from work one day, walk in the front door and hear the back door slam. Boy, that's a bad sign right there. But don't whoop her yet. You might not have a mule in your stall. Next thing new, check all your ashtrays. If you see a lot of strange-looking cigarette butts, ain't her brand, ain't your brand, ooh, that does look bad. But be fair, don't whoop her yet. Next thing, ask her, say, who's been here today, babe? If she tell you, what, nothing but the girls, your next move, walk slowly down your hallway. Check out the bathroom. If it wasn't nothing there but women all day, how come that old lid is up? Uh-oh. Boy, that does it. You got a mule in your stall. Come home, your food ain't cooked, and then she give you that old dirty look. Well, that's the last straw. Another mule is kicking in your stall.
Troubles weigh me down. I don't complain and I don't frown. Throw off the covers and hit the floor. Raise up the windows and open the door. Turn on the fan, give it a spin, and let the bad air out and the good air in. I'm gonna clean my house early in the morning. I'm gonna sweep it out and make a new start. I'm gonna lose these blues, that day is dawning. I'm gonna make it just like you and clean my house. Under my skin. Now I'm tired of dealing with him. Thinks nobody can take his place. But I've had all that I can take. The big old world and it's waiting for me. Open those blinds so I can see. Clear off the table, throw out the trash. And all the bad news is in the past. I'm gonna clean my house early in the morning. I'm gonna sweep it out and make a new start. I'm gonna lose these blues. That day is dawning. out my brain, wash away my teardrops and send them down the drain. I'm gonna empty out my closets, cause there's nothing there to save. And then I'll call that junk man over here and let him haul it all away. I'm gonna clean my house early in the morning. I'm gonna sweep it out and make a new start. I'm gonna lose these blues, this day is dawning. I'm gonna make it just like you when I clean my house early in the morning. I'm gonna sweep it out and make a new start. I'm gonna lose these blues, that day is dawning.
One of the great overlooked greats in rock and blues history, Moby Grape. That was their Honky Tonk. But for them, yeah, Marsha Ball. We went all the way down to New Orleans so we could clean her house. Elvin Bishop before that, he found that Another Mule kicking in the stall before Elvin. Debbie Davis. Don't Change It Up before them, the Rolling Stones. Stewed and Keeled. Not the comedy team. It's not even their name. And we led with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with the all-time great blues classic, Little Red Rooster. So I was shuffling around thinking what really great music I want to lay on you this week. Just about my only cognizant thought all week. And I decided I wanted some Canned Heat. Now, there's this 45-minute version of Refried Hockey Boogie, and I thought it might just be a little too much. So I thought about the Woodstock Boogie, and I rummaged around, tried to find it. We have the internet. We can find anything. Sometimes it's even right. And I found it on the Woodstock 2 soundtrack. It was a two-record set. Woodstock 1 was a three-record set. Woodstock 3 was, I think, 18 hours of applause, clapping, stage announcements, that sort of thing. And then I'm looking at this stuff and saying, wow, you know, I haven't listened to this for a long time. And therefore, I built an entire set around it. Three tunes, starting with Paul Butterfield Blues Band. But first, Porky Pig's got something for you.
Mike, go!
Son of a bitch, son of a bitch, son of a bitch,
gun. Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
You thought I was going to say a son of a bitch, didn't you?
Get the Point Radio.
Thank you.
Felix is going to sing now a song written by Jack Bruce, who you heard of, I'm sure. It's called Theme from Imaginary Western.
Thank you. love leaving for a boogie, you know.
Well, I'm a little red rooster, hold it in my hand. I'll meet you at the bottom of the half-hand. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, can he?
And of course, don't forget to boogie. Can't heat at Woodstock. Mountain was right before that. Theme from an imaginary Western at Woodstock. And before that, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, Everything's Gonna Be All Right, and that was from Woodstock. Cool thing is, I was there, and I can prove it, but that's not the point. It was 47 years ago. I had just turned 19. Heaviest couple of weeks of my life leading up to Woodstock, and that's how I ended it. I'll tell you all about it in 3 years. Next set, about 22 minutes worth of music from people with something to say, and they don't mind saying it loudly. Honest. You'll find out in 11 seconds.
Mike, go!
I'm not joking. This is my job.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Says he,
In Salt Lake, Joe, I says to him, standing by my bed, they framed you on a murder charge. Says Joe, but I ain't dead. Says Joe, but I ain't dead. The copper boss says, killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe. I did not die, says Joe, I did not die. And standing there as big as life, and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they forgot to kill, went on to organize, went on to organize. Joe Hill ain't dead, he says to me, Joe Hill ain't never died. Where working men are out on strike, Joe Hill is at their side. From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where workers strike and organize, says he, you'll find Joe Hill. Says he, you'll find Joe Hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you or me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he.
It's gonna be alright. You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? It's gonna be all right. All right.
Some fellas, they want fame and fortune. Yeah, and other fellas, they just want to swing. But all I wanted all my life was a TV set and a truck and a wife and a front row seat to hear old John sing. Yeah, the TV and the truck I got on credit. And I got that girl with a little old Woolworth ring. And life was warm and life was sweet, but still, it was kind of incomplete without a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Hey, John, do walk the line. Do Delia one more time. And when you do, them cotton fields, you warm this heart of mine. Bow, bow, bow. So one day I thought, hey, I'm gonna do it. That's what I said. So I mortgaged the farm and pawned her wedding ring. I sold the gold tooth out of my mouth and jumped in the pickup and headed south for front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. I hit Nashville cold and wet and hungry. I said, I'm here, bring him on, let him do his thing. But they told me down at the old pit grill I'd have to go all the way to Hendersonville for front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. I found his house, knocked on the door, and it was open by a brown-haired girl and a baby with a teething ring. I said, I seen you somewhere before, but don't stand there and lock the door. I want a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Hey, John, do walk the line. Do Delia one more time. Hey, when you do, Big River John, you warm this heart of mine. Bow, bow. She said I'd have to go down to the Opry. And the fella there said I'd have to wait till spring.
He said, we've been sold out for months and months, and this poor insane fella wants a front row seat. Hear old Johnny say. Well, he said a couple more things, and I started crying. And then he laughed at me, and that's when I started to sway. Well, I bust through the doors in a roaring rage, crawled over the crowd till I reached the stage, fell front row seat, hear old Johnny say. Hey, John, you walk the line, do Daniel one more time. Hey, when you do, that ring of fire, you warm this hide of mine, bam, bam. Then some crazy guard started shooting. Woo! I shot back, and the next thing I know, I was winged and on the floor. When a guy in a voice kind of deep and low says,
boy, that's a mighty long way to go for a front row seat to hear anybody sing.
And I guess that judge, he weren't no music lover. I got 15 months, but that don't mean a thing. 'Cause yesterday in the prison yard, a show come through and hardy, I had a front row seat. Here on Janice.
Never get it.
street, in the town I was born. I was new to a beat that I never felt before. So I opened up my eyes and I took a look around. I saw it written across the sky. Revolution starts now. The revolution starts now. We rise above the fear. Until the walls are raining down. The revolution starts here. The way you work and the way you play. The way you lay your mark down. What you do and what you see. The revolution starts now. Yeah, the revolution starts now. Yeah, the revolution starts now. In your own backyard, in your own hometown. What you do is standing around. Just battle your heart. Revolution starts now.
I think two revolutions just started. From the Top, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Get Up, Stand Up. Tom Morello came back, this time in his guise as the Night Watchman. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night. And then we played what is probably the worst song ever recorded. I mean, the song's fine, the version is horrific. You know that, you just heard it. That was the Brothers Four with the Beatles' Revolution. To make up for it, we followed it with Alice Cooper's version of the Beatles' Revolution. After that, the late, great Shel Silverstein. Yeah, poet, cartoonist, children's book author, satirist, musician, singer, bon vivant, and revolutionary. And that was a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts followed up with Change the World, and from Weird Sounds' Greatest Hits collection, Steve Earle closed the set with The Revolution Starts. And indeed it does, which leads to this week's big rant. After every election, my old pal Richard J. Daley would grab the microphone and say, "It's the will of the people." Richard J. Daley never lost an election as mayor of the city of Chicago, so it was easy for him to say, but in point of fact, he was right. In a democracy, it's the will of the people. We don't have a democracy here, we have a republic. Therefore, even though the majority of votes cast were for one candidate, the other one won because of the Electoral College. The people who come up short in those situations always bitch about it. This is my turn. Those of us who were under the impression that Donald J. Trump was and is a bigot, a racist, a lunatic, a man who just runs off the mouth and says anything he wants in order to get his prize. Well, we're the ones who came up short this time. A whole lot of Americans were just dazzled by all of the change that happened in the last 8 years. You know, the health care and same-sex marriage and legalization of marijuana and, of course, a black man in the White House. It's just too much for some people. And so they had to take it out on somebody. So they took it out on the Democratic candidate this time, who not at all coincidentally happened to be somebody that most of them hated really bad since 1992, who also happened to be the first woman ever to run for president as the nominee of a big party. Okay, that's how the system works. As I said, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. And from that perspective, Trump won as fair and square as anybody wins any election. Yeah, so he had a lot of help from the Russians and from the FBI, and that's a little scary. It's nowhere near as scary as if he holds to at least a tenth of the promises he made on the campaign trail. This is going to be a hell of a ride the next 4 years. And those of us who might not like it should pay attention and should be diligent. And I'm not advocating violence. I'm not advocating anybody do anything against the law, but follow the law. Stand up, get up, fight for your beliefs. If you feel that you're being trampled on, and I can understand why, oh, say, for example, Hispanics and Muslims, all Americans I'm talking about here, but also immigrants and blacks and women, and I can understand how they're going to feel a little discriminated against. Okay, pay attention. Stand up, get up. Not the time to mourn, it's the time to organize. Your mileage may vary. Mike Gold at Mike Gold. This has been Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind. We'll be back next week, same batshit time, same batshit channel, right here on GetThePointRadio.com. And we're going to leave you with a song for the dispirited. Thanks to Tony Hendra, Norman Rose, and Melissa Manchester. Stay cool, folks.
You are a fluke of the universe. You had no right to be here. Deteriorata, deteriorata.
Placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider that two wrongs never make a right, but the three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance. Remember the Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese, and reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin, with all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a
Our heroes rode painfully into the sunset and toward their next hair-raising adventure. Be sure to be with us next time for further adventures of
Weird Sounds Inside the Goldmine.
This has been an Arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Get the point, baby.